Yes, full moon readings, here we go. Sarah Moore joining me via the phone, practicing social distancing, of course. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very good, thank you so much for doing this, and you get to do it in your pajamas this morning. It's a dream come true.
Oh no, I'm all dressed up, hair, makeup.
Yeah, sure you are.
Okay, maybe. Well, right.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Second, Gino. All right.
So we thought this was pretty cool. And a lot of people actually were kind of not worried per se, but a lot of people were just concerned that we weren't going to be able to do this because obviously practicing social distancing, the offices are closed here at the radio station. But I was like, well, she's psychic. She can do it anywhere.
Exactly. It works over the phone. So let's do this.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll get to some real quick. I just wanted to ask first and foremost, how are you doing and how's the family and everything else?
You know, we're good. It's very interesting. Excuse me. I think I'm figuring out that my son talks as much as me, which is fun because he's just a fun kid.
Okay.
But we're doing as much as we can out in the yard, you know, shooting hockey pucks and going for walks and having campfires out back. It's made me really enjoy family time. And I'm loving that. And luckily for me, I can still do some readings over the phone. And everyone's like, you must be slammed because everybody's panicking. And yes, I am. And I'm not because everybody's also holding on to their money because there's so much uncertainty.
Right.
So by offering these with you and Premier, it's really nice to be able to give back and let people ask some questions without costing them a penny.
Yes, very nice for sure. And I was going to ask you, how does that affect your business? Are you still doing the readings?
I'm still doing them over the phone. Yep, they can go to enlightenedhorizons.com. They can follow me on the Facebook page, Sarah Moore Enlightened Horizons. I've been doing some Facebook Lives. I'm not doing as many as I thought I was going to do.
Okay.
Because I'm easing. Like, my dad died in July, and I didn't really take any time off. So the fact that my business has slowed a little, I feel like when we come out of this, I'm going to be really busy. So it's really interesting. How many people are sitting at home loving that they're not going to the job that they hated? Or how many people are in a relationship and sitting at home looking at their partner going, why are you still here?
Yeah.
So those are things when you call for a psychic reading, I can help give you insight into what are your other options. How can you feel more valued? Is this a great relationship? And people have free will. They can change any answer or any outcome. You can't change my answer, but you can change the outcome to what I say.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to be really busy as we come out of this.
Okay. All right. So fair enough. And of course, everybody can check out Sarah's website. That's enlightenedhorizons.com, as she mentioned. And then you can also reach out to her via social media and maybe get a phone reading or, like she's saying, when this is all said and done, we all come on the other side of this where we can give hugs and everything else. We'll be ready to go. So people have been texting in. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's all right. Here we go. We have Lisa from North Conway texting in. And she says, is someone trying to send her a message or is someone talking about her on the other side? She's wondering if they know about her family tree that she's creating.
Absolutely. And I'm seeing grandmother on your mother's side. And she's like, excuse me. She's like pointing at the leaves of it. Like you're way out there on your family tree. So I've never made a family tree, but you're in the upper right corner of it. I have goosebumps on the right side of my body. And she's telling you to trust your intuition. If you're using like Ancestry and you're trying to do it a certain way, but you keep getting a roadblock, trust your gut and say, well, you know what? I want to go a different way and I'm going to sort of circle back. So she's saying like jump a generation and then come back because then you're going to find the answer. And absolutely, she's around you 110% of the time.
Awesome. That one goes out to Lisa from North Conway. I do want to remind everyone, if it's your first time texting in, more particular, if it's your first time texting in, make sure you give your first name and the location, the city or town that you are from.
Or else you'll get read and you won't know it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We want to make sure people can keep up with everything that's been going on here. We have AD texting in from Brownfield. Good morning, Sarah. My 8-year-old son has been having a hard time with being quarantined. Do you have any advice to help him through this tough time in his life? And actually, we have a couple of people have texted in about relaxation techniques and all of that.
This is a pretty cool kid. I don't know if you've ever read A Prayer for Owen Meany. It's a book by John Irving that the whole book is practicing this layup. And of course, at the end of the book, you figure out why he needed to do it. But he had this inherent need to practice something. Your son is kind of ready to go, thinking he's ready to be an adult. This young child age is like kind of dumb for him. He's not thinking, oh good, we can play another board game, or oh good, we can play the Xbox. He doesn't really care about that. He's thinking, well, what am I learning and how am I going to apply it? But as an 8-year-old, his brain doesn't have the words to explain that feeling. So you thinking about what are we going to do when we are out of quarantine, I would love for you to make just a calendar or like a bingo game. I see bingo, take away the calendar. They don't like that. Make a little bingo game and say, we're going to go outside and go for a race. We're going to go to Uber Blast. We're going to watch a movie on the couch, and have him plan out what he wants to do. And every day kind of look at it and be like, do you still like the way that looks, or do you want to rearrange the board? What it's going to do is sort of leapfrog his brain out of the quarantine, even though he's still in it, and I think it's going to give him some grounding and some peace. And then to answer the question about how do we sort of relax and ground ourselves during this time, grounding is a really big thing where you feel like you're connected to the earth again. So many of us are disconnected from our routine. I had to go water the plants in my office the other day, and I got in my car. I showered. I got in my car. I put on mascara, and I was like, oh, my God, I miss this. Like, mascara is really my level of makeup. That's all I do. So that was a big deal. And it just felt like I had a purpose again, and I was going to somewhere familiar. I got to drive my little Honda Fit. So we're losing that. So feeling grounded, going out, walking on the earth, getting your feet back on the ground, imagining roots going out of your feet and into the earth, putting a crystal in your pocket. Hematite's a great stone for grounding. Mm-hmm. It's the black stone that looks kind of shiny. Getting grounding, that's the first thing. You could look that up online instead of me taking a full hour to explain that. And then the other thing is when we put fear out there, we attract more fear. So we need to know we're going to be okay. We don't know how we're going to be okay. I understand not having money. You know, somebody on my Facebook page was like, I'm terrified. And I think for me, I did bankruptcy a couple of years ago after a gallbladder surgery. I've been through worse than this so far. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, well, if I weather that, I can get through anything. But I'm also trying to be mindful and saying, we're not going to be left hanging by the higher power, the universe, God, whatever word you want to put in there. There's some reason we have to go through this, but we have to do it with awareness and not fear. Fear is not going to help us at all. So mindfulness, saying, I have the tools to get through this. I have the money. If you don't have the money, can you barter? How can you do it? We are going to get through this, and we are learning a new way. We are globally shifting. We are learning an online community that people have resisted, even in the medical community. So there's a purpose for this. We just have to sit tight and know that we're going to be okay, and take away how.
Okay, fair enough. That was a good one. Look at you. Look at you going for it.
You know, I'm going to wear my pajamas every time. I think I get better reading.
Well said. Well said. All right, we'll do one more, then we have to take a quick break. But okay. This is Lisa from Berlin texting in. She's just wondering if you're getting anything about her health, anything for her health.
You make my chest feel heavy. But it feels like anxiety, like my heart's racing right now. Anxiety will do a number on your body, from blood pressure to stress levels to cortisol. Take all those things that you worry about, kind of imagine that you're writing them on a dry erase board. Figure out which ones you can deal with and which ones you can't. And the ones you can't, just put in an envelope and put away and kind of like ask for that to be released. Whew, it feels like it's all 100% driven by anxiety.
Okay.
And it might not always be hers. It could be the worry that she's feeling from the people around her.
There we go. That one goes out to Lisa from Berlin. That's how Full Moon Readings works. You can text us now at 603-356-9145. We'll try to get through as many as we possibly can via the radio. Again, that number is 603-356-9145. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.